I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Every week, we take some time to hear from you and pick some of the letters listeners have written us about the program. Here with a wrap-up of recent comments is our own Alex Chadwick.
Our first letter concerns a story this week from reporter Deb Monroe. It was about why many Californians support domestic partnership for same-sex couples but draw the line at gay marriage. Keith Farley, who listens to us on KPCC in Pasadena, California, wrote to say he was disappointed in the quality of the reporting. "I believe that most Californians are willing to support the legal rights of committed gays to share insurance policies, visit with each other in hospitals, and to adopt children," he writes. "Some of us would even support having their unions blessed by the clergy in the church of their choice. But," Keith goes on, "the fear that many of us have about expressing this balanced opinion is that of being branded a homophobe by left-wing activists and a heretic by right-wing Christians. Ms. Monroe, however, seemed content to present both extremes without intelligently searching the middle, which is where most of us live." That from Keith Farley of Pasadena. Also this week, Madeline Brand told us about artist Tom Stafford, who's trying to take on the persona of the late Tupac Shakur.
"One of the interesting things to me about the project is that there is this inevitable failure that I can never experience what it is to come from urban blight. Quite frankly, like, I came from a very comfortable background."
Tom Stafford and his project brought this one-line email response from WHYY Philadelphia listener Kurt Hemlep, quote, "There are several studies that conclude adolescence is now extending clear into the 40s for many X and Y gens." Strange praise, at least we think it's praise, for Brian Unger's report on CEO luxury car preferences. Brian acknowledged in this report, by the way, that this was of interest to hardly anyone.
"This year, best chauffeur-driven car went to the Mercedes-Maybach.
I would like to thank you for your report on CEO luxury car preferences on Monday, the 6th of October. I must say I was amazed to hear you talk of this very subject, which has not been on my mind for months and months. I have to confess that it has not kept me from sleeping for quite some time. You can imagine my total lack of consternation regarding this subject. Thank you for doing so much for so few who care so little. Rachel Booth, Sewell, New Jersey."
Finally, also regarding the Unger report, Kirk Seaman in Ann Arbor notes the luxury auto is pronounced Maybach, not Maybach. He writes, "If you need more advice on how to pronounce the names of expensive cars, give me a call." So we did.
"Maserati Quattroporte, Ferrari Maranello, the Bentley Arnage, the Bugatti Gangolf Stelvio, Lamborghini Murcielago, that's the Castilian pronunciation, and Porsche."
Thanks for writing, Kirk. And, dear listeners, we hope you will write, too. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.